Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masechta Pesachim. We're in the middle of Perek Zayin, and we're up to Mishnah Hey. Mishnah starts off, Nitma HaBasar, if the Basar of the Karban Pesach became Tomei, but the fats relating to this Karban Pesach, Kayam, was not Tomei, and could therefore be brought on the Mizbeach, Eina Zorek Es Hadam. You do not spray the blood on the Mizbeach, because since the main purpose of the Karban Pesach, as we mentioned previously, was for eating, Ish Lefi Achloi, and since the Basar of the Karban Pesach is not able to be eaten because it's Tamei, so it's not considered as if you have a Karban Pesach, and therefore you do not zerek the blood, because it's not considered as if the Karban Pesach was done. However, if the reverse happened, nitma hachelev, what if the chelev became tamei, v'habasar kayim, but the basar of the Karban Pesach, which is la'achila, and the main purpose of the Karban Pesach, is tahar, zorek es hadam, because you have a Karban Pesach here, it's okay, and therefore you do spray the blood against the Mizbeach, because it's a valid Karban Pesach. However, the Mishnah tells us, of v'amikdashim, by other kachim, eno kain, this is not the din that we had described by the Karban Pesach. The din is different. What is the din by other kachim? Elo, afo pishenit mahabasa v'achelev, by other karbonis, even if the basar and the chelev, even afo pishenit mahabasa v'achelev kayam, even if the basar became tame and the chelev is kayam, since by other karbonis, the main purpose, unlike the Karban Pesach, is not for the eating, it doesn't say shlofi ochloi. So then, Zarek is Adam, you would spray the blood in order to validate being able to bring the chelev, which is tahar, on the Mizbeach. With that, we end Mishnah Hey, continue Mishnah Vav. We're talking about different halachas relating to Tumah, relating to the Karban Pesach. So the Mishnah continues, Nitma HaKol, if the congregation became Tomei. And the Bartanura adds, we're talking about Tumas Mes, the Tumah relating to a person who passes on, because that is the only kind of Tumah that will push off a Karban Pesach and disallow us from bringing a Karban Pesach. If it's by a Yachid, as we said, by a Tzibur, even by a Tzibur, a Karban Pesach is born anyway. Mishnah says, Nitma HaKol, if the congregation became Tamei, Oy Rubai, or most of the congregation became Tamei, Oy Shahayu HaKehanim Tameim, or if you had the Kohanim being Tamei v'HaKol Taharim, and the Kahal, the congregation, was Tahar, Ve'aseh Betuma, then it's brought Betuma, as we mentioned previously, that by the Karban Pesach, you bring it b'mo'ada, even if the tzibur is tamei. It's only a yachid that would get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. And in this case, the Bartanur tells us that even the individuals who are individually tamei for other reasons would also be bringing their carbon together with the carbon tzibur and not get pushed off, since the entire tzibur is also tamei, and they're bringing their carbon on Pesach Rishon. Nitma miyut hakol, if it turns out that only a minority of the congregation is tamei, so then what we do is as follows: atahorim osin es harishon. Those that are tahor, the majority of the tzibur, do their during the Karban Pesach, during Pesach on Pesach Rishon, which is Yud Dalad Nisan. Vatmeim, and those that are tamei, since they are not considered the rov, they are considered like yechidim, the minority, and therefore they would bring their carbon, hatmei and osin as hasheni, they would bring their carbon Pesach Sheni, which would be the 14th of Iyar. With this we end Mishnah Vav, and look forward to continuing next time with you, Mishnah Zayin.